Good Yor. Welcome, everyone. Mitzvah Yom Kippurim, a very holy moment in the year, very special time in the year. Come back from Yom Kippur, refreshed from a very special, auspicious day, a good Tzoch, a good Yor, a Gemar Tov, good Kvittel, and blessings to one and all. We begin, of course, giving a shout out to our host, Jake Weinman, and his entire team, dedicated and devoted to Harbotzas Torah at shareenjoyment.com, to Omo Chosh Rabbonim, to Mitch Green, for his assistance, encouragement. We begin tonight, of course, by dedicating the Shir L'Zeku L'Ilu Mishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor for his generosity in helping shareenjoyment.com, remembering this holy neshama. Tonight, let us just decompress from the holy day of Yom Kippur, just to mention a few small ideas. There's a custom amongst the Hasidim to call today, the day after Yom Kippur, by a very unique title. The title is Gotz Nomin. What does it mean, Gotz Nomin? It's a Yiddish expression, Hashem's name. Today is the day that is called Hashem's name. What does that mean? For the last 10 days, we all are very well aware that when we daven, when it comes to the third blessing, Shemoneh Esrei, which ordinarily concludes Baruch Atah Hashem or Kel HaKadosh, we change the nusach. We don't recite or Kel HaKadosh, but instead we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And that is in part of the theme of the Aseret Simei Teshuvah, when we elevate ourselves to appreciate that Hashem is the Melech HaKol HaOretz. We don't just say that Hashem is the God that is holy, but Hashem is the King, the Melech that is holy. What's interesting is that between these two expressions, the expression of HaKel HaKodesh is truly a higher level. And the proof is very simple. The word melech is not a word that is sacred. If the word melech would be written on paper, in a Sefer Torah, in any type of setting, the word hamelech would not have sanctity, and it would be permitted for one to erase this word. However, the word hokel, when it's used in reference to Hashem, is sacred. And being that it is sacred, one is not allowed to say this expression in vain, and one is not allowed to write this expression for no purpose. There is a sacredness in the shame, in the name, the term Hokel. Even now, I'm not saying it the way it is meant to be said. I'm using a kuf instead of an aleph because the expression is sacred. For the first 10 days of the year, although we are in one dimension, elevating ourselves to acknowledge that Hashem is the King of the entire world, in another dimension, it is a step down because we are not mentioning Hashem by a name that is sacred. But after Yom Kippur, we return to recite, to mention Hashem with the term of Hokel HaKodesh. It's the day of God's name. It is the day when we are now able to mention the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Shem HaKodesh. And although it may seem it's a technicality, we had no choice, we needed to focus on Hashem's Malchus, and now after we have concluded these days, we can return to refer to Hashem by the name Hokel, but in another dimension, we can understand that when we start out the year, we're infants. We're going back to creation. We are children. We are in a state of immaturity. We are reintroducing, we are reliving the experience of seeing Hashem's world for the first time. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of man's creation. And just as when a person comes into this world, he starts off as an infant, as a child, as an adolescent, it takes time to develop and to achieve a degree of sophistication where we can come and speak to Hashem and develop a relationship with Hashem. Child is not taken to see the king. Adults, sophisticated heads of state, people of prominence, importance, power, they are the ones who come before the king. Children are not yet deserving, ready to appear before a mighty king. Likewise, when we reenact creation on Rosh Hashanah, we're infants. We're just children. We go through a process of Rosh Hashanah, process of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. We come to Yom Kippur. And then, at the end of Yom Kippur, we have achieved sophistication, maturity, a new level of appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now only after Yom Kippur can we now come and say, Hakel HaKadosh. Our relationship with Hashem is a relationship of sanctity, of a divine connection. Only now are we worthy to say, Hakel HaKadosh. Today is God's nomen. Today is the day of God's name. In fact, in the Siddur, there is a beautiful prayer that is recited by some people every Motzei Shabbos. Gott von Avram. It's a Yiddish prayer. It actually appears in the Art Scroll Siddur, Motzei Shabbos. Gott von Avraham, the God of Avraham. It's a beautiful prayer. It was customarily said Motzei Shabbos, but some of the historians reveal that this prayer was originally composed to be said Motzei Yom Kippur. And after all, Shabbos, Yom HaKippurim, is called Shabbos Shabbosayim. It is the Shabbos of the Shabbosayim. It is a day where many of the halachas of Shabbos apply. We even make Havdolah. We make a Bari Ba'ari Ha'esh. And Ner Sheshavas. It's a unique type of day. It is the Shabbos of the Shabbosayim. And when that Shabbos comes to an end, we have been elevated to a new league, a new degree of sophistication, where we have a relationship with Hashem of holiness. Hashem is not just the Melech HaKadosh. Hashem is the Kel HaKadosh. We've gone through Yom HaKippurim, and we've said the Avinu Malkeinu prayers multiple times. In fact, during the entire Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, we've recited the Avinu Malkeinu prayer so many times. And we culminated with the recital of the Avinu Malkeinu on the Ilah. If you look carefully in the Avinu Malkeinu, there are 44 times we mention, we refer to Hashem, we plead to Hashem with the term Avinu Malkeinu. There's a little bit of a humorous comment. One man says to another, how many Avinu Malkeinus are there? Did you ever count the number of Avinu Malkeinus? And the answer is, there is only one Avinu Malkeinu. There is only one God. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We may plead to Hashem 44 times, but there's only truly one Avinu Malkeinu. But I want to mention there's really a 45th Avinu Malkeinu. And that is the Avinu Malkeinu we recite Motzei Shabbos, and we have recited it tonight on Motzei Yom Kippur. We say this Motzei Yom Tov as well. And that's in the blessing of Ata Chonein La'adam Das, Molame La'enosh Bina. And we mentioned the Vatodiyenu Hashem Elokeinu. We mentioned here the concept of Havdalah. And then when we finish that section describing, focusing on Vatavro ben Kodesh L'chol ben Or L'choshech ben Yisrael L'anen, we then recite in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, in the blessing of Ata Chonein, Avinu Malkeinu, Hochel Oleinu, Hayomim, Haboim, Likrasenu, L'Shalim. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, may it begin upon us the days that precede us. Hochel Aleinu Hayomim Haboim Likrosein, these days that are coming in front of us, may they commence with peace, Shalom. There is no greater blessing than Shalom. And the bracha goes on to define what is Shalom. What is the translation of Shalom? Is it peace? Is it harmony? It's a very hard word to translate. We should not be fooled in thinking that the translation of Shalom is just peace. What does that mean, peace? What does it mean, the Shalom Bayis? Shalom is the name of Hashem. What does it mean? In this Avinu Malkeinu, the author tells us the translation of peace. Three things. Chasuche mikol chet, umenuke mikol ovoin, umedubakin beyirasecha. Withdrawn, held back from sinning, cleaned from transgression, and a life where we cleave to fear God. Without going into the details, we're certainly all available on the Siddur. Three expressions describing a life without sin. Isn't that what Yom HaKippurim is all about? A day of mechila, slicha, kapara, v'limchol boy al kol avoymoseinu. How many times do we say Hashem nebaganu gozalnu gibarnetofi? How many times do we say alchet shechatanu lefanecha? How many times do we recite Avinu Malkeinu, the 44 Avinu Malkeinus? And now we come to the moment after Yom HaKippurim, the first blessing of the choyl, and we say, Hochel Aleinu Hayonim Avinu Malkeinu, Yavinu Malkeinu number 45. Hochel Aleinu Hayonim Haboim Likrosenu Shalom. Chasuch Mikol Chet Umenuk Mikol Ovon Umedubakin Beyirasecha. It is interesting that the number 45 in Hebrew is Men Hey. Men is 40, Hey is 5. Where do we have a pasuk that begins with the letters Men Hey? 45. And the answer is Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyol Neimach Keim Leyira Isai. Fear of God. Fear of God is what Hashem demands from us. The takeaway from Yom HaKippurim is chasuchim mikol chet, withdrawn from transgression. Menukim mikol ovoin, cleansed from sin and attached to the fear of God. The takeaway from Yom HaKippurim is shalom, and true shalom is true peace. Is to be clean from averis, to do Hashem's will. To recap, we learned a little bit tonight after Yom HaKippurim. We've gone through a process of 10 days of reenacting creation. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of man's creation. When a person comes into this world, it takes time to appreciate the godliness of the King. We begin our Rosh Hashanah with an acknowledgement that Hashem is the Melech al kol haaretz. And as we progress through the 10 days, Ben Keser le'Asar, we come to Yom HaKippurim, and now we can say, after we conclude the holiness of these 10 days, Hashem is not just the Melech HaKadosh. Hashem now is the Kel HaKadosh, the godliness, the holy godliness. Likewise, when we reflect back on these 10 days, especially on Yom HaKippurim, the takeaway is to be cleansed from sin, to cleave to the fear of Hashem. We come to the 45th Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu, Hochel Aleinu, Hayamim Haboim Likrosenu. Number 45, Mo Hashem Alokecha Shol Neimach. Wish everyone a wonderful year. Peace. Chasuch nikol chet, umenuk nikol lovan, umedubak in the yorasecha. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming on Matzoh Yom Kippurim, an exhausting day. Baruch Hashem, and we should merit great, wonderful things going forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mirz Hashem. Next year, I believe, will be on Cholomoyd Sukkis, in the Yetzah Hashem. And until then, have a wonderful, successful week. This week, there are no chatoim. Ulekachtem lechem b'yom harishayin. Sukkis is called the Yom HaRishayin. Rishayin lecheshvayin avaynais. Now is the time to rejoice, to reflect. Blessings to one and all. Chag kosher v'sameach. V'tzamachta b'chagecha. Enjoy the Yom Tov. Enjoy your family. Enjoy being in the presence of the Tzila bin Hamusa in the Sukkah. Chag kosher v'sameach. Good night.